We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is Monday. And it's sunny outside, and I feel like things are happening in America that I've never seen happen. And I'm actually, I feel like I'm in a pretty good place. I hope that you are too.
You mean optimistic?
Yeah, I'm, you know, cautiously. I feel like there's a lot of, you know, I was just scrolling through Instagram, and people's messages are, you know, a lot of them are hard messages to swallow, but there's some positivity in there too, and a sense that we're all sort of waking up to something that, you know, we can have a hand in dismantling. So, you know, with cautious optimism, I'm looking into this week, which is certainly a change from where I was at last week. I don't know about you. I was, you know, downright like, oh man, you know, discouraged. And so, you know, I'm going to look at this Monday and this sunny day as just an opportunity to find some positivity. Let's do the news.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. Fremont Bank bought 15,000 lunches from their restaurant clients, giving local Bay Area restaurants much-needed financial support while enhancing employee safety. That's Fremont Bank.
Thanks, Fremont Bank.
Mm-hmm. All right, here's what's happening. I'll start with a little more on that story I reported last hour because...
Yeah, this is a crazy story.
It is a crazy story, and it's the little bit I've got here ends with... Let me get to it. It's a developing story. So okay. It's one of those where we're like, okay, we don't have even close to all the info we need on this one. But the tragedy is that a policeman was shot and killed while doing his job here in Santa Cruz County, which is not a regular occurrence. It's awful. Investigators worked Sunday to find out what led an active duty Air Force sergeant, that's the criminal in this case, to allegedly attack two sheriff's deputies with guns and explosives. One dead and the other is in hospital as we speak. They're now saying there may be links to the killing of a federal security guard in Oakland a couple weeks back or a week ago. So this person may have been on some kind of rampage.
Okay.
Air Force authorities confirmed Sunday the man under arrest in the ambush, 32-year-old Stephen Carrillo, was on active duty at the time of the shooting. So, the newest info, let's see if I can get to, I'm sorry, I'm scrolling through a story
on the computer. I want to try and get it straight. I mean, I've heard just in the last hour since you first started talking about the story, I feel like there's so much data. I need a timeline.
The incident began around 1:30 Saturday with a call reporting a white van with guns and bomb-making materials visible inside, and they mentioned the street name, but this is right here in Santa Cruz County.
Is it 1:30 in the afternoon?
1:30 in the afternoon, okay. on Saturday. They attempted to follow the van, finally locating the van in Ben Lomond at a home, which they believe belongs to this guy. They said deputies were ambushed with gunfire and improvised explosives. The policeman.
Oh.
Let me find his first
name. So the guy was in his house or he was still in the van?
I don't know the exact ambush details. Damon Gutzwiller was killed in the line of duty on Saturday. He was one of the responding police who followed the van to this guy's house, and it looks like that's where he was either shot or one of these explosives killed him. Sorry, I screened up to get the guy's first and last name, and now I lost my place. They don't have more details on the criminal at this point, but or maybe that's that they're not releasing them.
Right.
But if you see a picture of the guy, you'd go, this guy? He just looks like a, I mean, he's actually a decent looking kid. He's also a murderer. Mm. There's a lot we don't know at this point, they say.
Well,
they're asking the community to be patient as they're not only investigating, but going through a grieving process.
Right.
Since one of their own was murdered and another is in hospital.
You this mentioned guy, something about this guy's wife a couple years ago.
The guy's wife had killed herself in 2018.
Okay.
And I don't know if that means they'll now go back and look at that since they
or
now know.
Or if this is just a downward spiral for him since that time. Or, you know,
right.
This is, I mean, there's obviously some peeling to do in this case.
Right. There's a lot going on. So I will try to keep you updated. But at this point, they do have the suspect in custody. So at least
and you said
that
the guy got pulled down by two civilians.
Yes.
After
and,
he, you know,
and you can see video of that. Bryn, did you get the video or do you
I
want
got
to
it right here.
You got
yeah.
it. So there
there's
it is.
A little That's... bit of audio right here too. You can listen of them yelling to the cops.
We are holding him on the ground right here.
There's a gun, please.
Okay. So that those are
There's
just
the
two random people walking a dog, it looks like.
Right. Running to the side of the house where this guy is being held. The guy in the red shirt is on top of the gunman at this point. So you see the red shirt guy there?
Yeah.
Okay. And I believe that's the RN that was calling the police to the scene. She and I only know she's an RN because she says I'm a registered nurse. I can and there's the
oh,
gun.
Boy.
Did you see it on the ground?
Yes.
So anyway, that story is
that's
ongoing.
That's a hardcore gun. It actually
yes.
looks like a it looks like a pile of like a dog leash all piled up. But what that really is like an AK looking thing.
It's an assault rifle, right?
Right, with a large strap.
And this guy was active duty Air Force, so he's someone that knew how to use all of the. This next story I think is important.
All right.
Antonio Gwynn Jr. is someone from Buffalo, New York.
Okay.
And there were a lot of protests nationwide, if not worldwide. In fact, we reported this our first breakout today, that there were huge protests in Australia, in England, actually all over the world
right.
showing, you know, support.
Huge, long list and statues being torn down and just,
right.
you know, general sort of commiseration with what's happening here.
When Antonio Gwynn Jr. saw the damage from the protests in his hometown of Buffalo, he grabbed a broom and bought some trash bags and started cleaning the street by himself. He started at 2 a.m. on Monday and didn't stop cleaning for the next 10 hours. When an organized group of neighbors arrived later that morning to start clearing the damage, they found he'd already done all the work.
Wow.
Gwynn is an 18-year-old high school senior. He told CNN that he saw on the local news that Bailey Avenue in Buffalo was covered with glass and garbage and knew people would need to use the street to get to work the next morning, so he ran out and did the cleaning himself. Antonio Gwynn Jr., is a young black man. That's important to the story as these protests are happening. And here's a kid who went out and did something.
Trying to do some good.
On behalf of the community. He said, they say when word spread of how Gwynn single-handedly took action, his community responded. This is a hard story to report because it's just awesome to see that this kid, one of the people in the community, gave him his car,
oh.
his 2004, let me make sure I have this right, Red Mustang that. Convertible.
That's a beautiful car. Look
it is a
car.
Nice car. So he gave it to the kid.
As a thank
the kid
you.
Said, you wouldn't have known this, but my mom had a red Mustang, and so this is something that means a lot to him.
Oh.
It was a total coincidence. His mom passed away in 2018. She drove a red Mustang, and so there's special meaning to the car beyond just having some transpo that he got. There's also now been a full scholarship given to this young man.
Wow.
Which is really cool.
There are
positive He planned to go
stories.
To a trade school while saving up to go to college. Upon hearing Gwyn's story, I don't even know how to say this college name, but it's in Buffalo, and they offered him a full scholarship. So he plans to study business starting this fall.
Wow.
And
this is a great story.
It is a great story, and it's making me emotional, but it's just because it's nice to see some good news. Isn't it?
Yes, yeah. It is, Vinny. Thank you for, I actually was worried because I said, look, I'm trying to face this week with some positivity and from a good place, and things are moving, and I hoped that you wouldn't dash all my hopes with stories of pain and suffering, which are also widely available, and that's a great story.
Right.
Thank you for that.
So, I don't know what Hooman's deal is, but he's still your boy, and you see him all the time. You were with him this weekend as you guys went out to the protest. In fact,
nobody really knows what his deal is, but
if anybody does, it'd be you. And
yeah,
since you don't,
right. And since I don't, then I really feel like he's kind of unknowable.
But I think he's been crashing the Johnny Mosley podcast.
He does.
Lately. Is he on today's show?
No.
We try too bad.
We do try to limit him. It's, it is the Johnny Mosley podcast after all, and things take a turn when Hooman comes on. So he comes on
right.
Maybe like once a month he comes on.
All right. Well, next time you see your boy, ask him about meat cleaver massages.
Meat cleaver massages.
It's the latest trend in massage, and if anybody, I mean, that guy regularly gets massages. He usually knows the world's most accomplished massage artists.
Right.
In fact, I believe, Bryn, you got a massage from the best massage therapist of
in
all
time. In the world, yeah.
In the world. And by the way, he doesn't just go, like an hour? That's for pussies. He goes for the 4-hour full body, you can't walk afterward massage.
Well,
which I can't, that sounds like a living hell to me. But
the latest trend is these meat cleaver massages where you lie down.
Those sound bad.
Well, you'd think so. So a masseuse whacks your back with two dull meat cleavers over and over. Apparently, it feels good, and there's some spiritual energy stuff involved in the process.
From like the animals that it whacked apart in the past, or
I don't know. I have no idea.
Come on.
Well, where's the spiritual energy coming from? I mean, the spirits are of the animals that got taken down by those.
Anytime.
Oh, look at them go! Look at this, Vinny.
Oh, her face. Oh my God, that's scary.
Yikes. Put towels between you and the meat cleavers,
just in case.
It's not blade on skin, and the cleavers are dulled, but they are, in fact, using a meat cleaver on
your
body.
They are really hitting people with meat cleavers. And those are the big kind of squared off ones. It's a knife, but it's like a,
it's
just like in all the cartoons. Sure, yeah. It has the hole in the top. I guess they hang it. I don't know.
Square is not the right. It's a rectangle.
Rectangular, right.
Anyway, the massages have been popular in Taiwan for quite a while, but now they're popping up all over the world, and I figured if anybody's on the cutting edge
I'm going to text him right now and ask him if he's had a meat cleaver massage.
And if he hasn't, he's slacking, and he needs to get
obviously.
On it.
Hold on here. Hooman. Okay. Let me write him a little note.
For my last story.
Okay.
I don't really know how to do this, but I'm just going to do it, and then you can decide. A 30-year-old guy showed up at the hospital last week in India, and he said he'd swallowed his cell phone charging cord and that it was stuck in his stomach.
Is he saying he swallowed it because it's actually down lower? And he's all like, no, I ate that. I didn't sit on that. What is that?
Oh, well, it is a case of, kind of a case of Jerry Fusilli. Except that when they went to go get the cord, it wasn't in his stomach. It was in his bladder. Which means he Jerry Fusilli'd it. He fell forward.
Oh, it's because it's a little tiny cord. Because that can't really get in. That comes, the stuff in your bladder comes from your blood, doesn't it? Goes through the kidneys and, I mean, that's not a direct route.
Right. It didn't go down his mouth. It went in him a different direction. It turns out the guy lied about how the cord got in him. He hadn't swallowed it. It turns out that it had gone through his urethra.
Oh, boy.
All the way through. Doctors were still able to safely
really
remove it.
He really committed to that, huh? Because I would think that there would be, you know, there's that larger end, the one that you plug into the rectangular. You know, it seems like that would not fit.
I don't know what to say about that. It does seem like there are people who do this. So this guy had done this.
Yeah.
And the doctors were able to remove it safely, and he's recovering.
Oh, that's good.
They're not sure if his mental health should be questioned.
It should. Well, you know, people like what they like.
There are
maybe
people who like
stuff. Maybe
it's not
a mental health thing. Yeah.
Right.
And just because I don't like it doesn't mean that it's wrong to like it. Oh, boy.
Right.
Oh, Jesus. I don't want to see pictures of it. God.
It's just a cord.
Yeah, but it's all
that's
like
bed places.
No. Oh, it looks like a tapeworm. I actually pictured it being white like the Apple one was black.
The weird thing about that, I think they call it, there's a name for it. I won't even say the name, but that whole urethra thing, there's a thing for it. It just sounds painful.
Oh, just the thought of it.
So I don't, I mean,
well, I've heard that the, you know, kidney stones are super hard to pass and that, you know, it's like they say it's worse than having a baby. Like just
the pain
having,
is.
Yes. Having heard that, I feel like, well, if it's that bad, I mean, why would you take a chance on that?
Right. No, as interested as I am in pleasure and all the pleasures my body has to offer me, that one seems painful. Just in theory.
Right.
So I won't be.
Well, you know, you can't tell people what to like and not like.
Right.
And clearly, if someone is driven to charge themselves up in that way, then that is. Thank you.
Right. How about a fast fact?
I would love a fast fact.
Fast. There's a psychological theory called Blue 7 Phenomenon.
Blue 7. All right.
Blue 7 Phenomenon. Where the average person will say their favorite color is blue and their favorite number is 7, and no one exactly knows why both are so popular.
Hmm.
Blue 7 Phenomenon.
I wonder if, if you just like ask randomly?
What's your favorite color?
Is. Green.
What's your favorite number?
I don't want to tell you because I use it in a lot of my passwords.
Right. Brynn, what's your favorite color?
Blue.
Ah,
what's your favorite number?
3.
Oh,
three solid.
You rebel. Nicole, what's your favorite color?
Red.
Oh.
Oh, red. Oh.
Well, it didn't. The phenomenon does not hold true here.
You know what, though? You should have asked us first.
Oh, you think I've prejudiced you?
Maybe, yeah. I mean, I didn't want to pick blue and 7. I'm not like everybody else. I'm an individual.
Right. Nicolas Cage picked his last name based on the superhero character Luke Cage. Never heard of him.
Yeah, you have. He's one of the guys in the Jessica... damn it, where's Hooman when you need him?
He's
in the Marvel. I think he's in the Marvel.
Yeah, Marvel guy, correct.
Yeah, Marvel.
Luke Cage. Well, his real last name is Coppola, as you know.
Yes.
And his uncle is Francis Ford Coppola, the director who made The Godfather, but he chose his last name from the superhero character Luke Cage.
He just wanted to differentiate himself. There he is. Mm-hmm. See,
that's Luke Cage.
He's the guy whose skin can't. I can't think of the guy's name that plays him in the current iteration of this. There's a live action show. He's in the Punisher universe too. Remember you watched the Punisher? So he's one of those people. I think they all wind up getting together. But he's got skin that's impermeable. Like you can shoot him and the bullet just bounces off. That's like his superpower, Luke Cage.
That's pretty good.
Jessica Jones, I don't know what hers is, but she's, you know, she sort of briefly dates him for a while, I think. In the show when I watch it on Netflix or whatever.
Oh, so you're watching the Luke Cage show?
I've watched it.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah.
He's like a bar owner in this I don't know if that's... Hooman would be the guy. He's the one who knows all the superhero stuff and can give you the whole... He can give you the theme song.
It's all right. Cast we now know that's where Nicolas Cage got his name.
I see.
Instead of being Nicolas Coppola, he's Nicolas Cage thanks to Luke Cage. And I'm out of time.
He named his kid after Superman, right? Or Superman's dad.
Like Jor-El or Jolel. Whatever.
Yes, what you just said. Jolel?
I don't know. I'm just saying words. Kal-El.
Something. Whatever.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. I'm out of time, but please text us. We'll read those after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.